أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السجود لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Tonight, inshallah, in this session, we will continue explaining what we have explained before. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And then, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And to continue to explain Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah. So we have a little bit left for Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then we will continue with Surah Al-Fatiha. Sheikh Sahib Mahmud will recite, inshallah, another time Surah Al-Fatiha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين. We have mentioned last time about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and its importance. And we explained that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the key for paradise. Now we will continue about what Sayyidina Umar mentioned. It is said that Qaisar al-Rum, Caesar of Romans, wrote to Sayyidina Umar a letter saying that I have headache, sudah, that never goes away, and it's giving me hard time. وكتب قيصر ملك الروم إلى عمر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صداعا لا يسكن فابعث إلي دواء إن كان عندك فإن الأطباء عجزوا عن المعالجة. He said to, he wrote a letter to Sayyidina Umar saying that all doctors that I know and they work for me cannot heal me from this headache. If you had anything that can take the headache, my headache away, please send to me because my doctors helpless in finding something for my headache.
فبعث عمر رضي الله عنه قلنصوة كان إذا وضع على رأسه سكن صداع.
He sent him a قلنصوة, something that you put on the head and half of your body, that as soon as he used to put it over his head and his body, immediately his head goes. And if he takes it out, his head comes back. So Malik al-Rum was surprised how that all doctors, that they tried their best to heal him from his headache, was no way that he can be healed from that headache. But what Sayyidina Umar has sent to him, to the Caesar, the king of the Romans, as soon as he put on his head, the headache disappeared. Means any sickness that doctors cannot find a remedy for it, a medicine for it, we can use what Sayyidina Umar has used to that the king of the Romans. Today, people face many sicknesses that doctors say We are helpless. We cannot help you in this sickness. It is a fatal sickness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We reveal from verses of Holy Quran that is what is a cure. مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, a cure. وَرَحْمَةٌ, not only cure, but a blessing on top of it. Means will bring you back as you were and better than what you were. But you have to have belief. If you don't have belief and you believe in technology and medicine and forget about your Lord, then He will forget about you. When Allah say, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, He means it. Allah means everything He said. We reveal, we send, we descend to you what is pure for you and a blessing on top of it. Means everything will go and Allah will send better hands for you if you believe in His medicine. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِكُلِّ ذَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. For every sickness, there is a cure, a medicine. Doctor, they say, don't take this medicine. It has a side effect. Don't take this medicine. It has a side effect. Don't take this. It has a side effect. Allah didn't say, what I give to you has side effect. Allah said, what I give to you will cure you and make you better and sending rahmah to you. But you need what? You need piety. Today, no piety. Today, no one running toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are running toward their egos, their desires, their pleasures. And how Allah is going to cure them? As we said in explaining أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم before, 2 days, 2 sessions, when you said, when you use أعوذ بالله من الشيطان, it means I seek refuge in Allah from the harm of the devil, of shaitan. And then immediately when you ask means by Allah to save you from shaitan, He will bless you by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's why أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you recite it on everything, that thing must happen. You will have a cure. Your problems will be solved. So Sayyidina Umar, what he did, he sent a cloth to that sick person to send that sick king. And you know a king, not like us. King has all doctors around him. All kind of, at that time, what they have of high level of medications was not able to cure him. Addict. So what Sayyidina Umar said? Send him in Kulansu to put on his head. Like Sayyidina Yusuf, when his father became blind, what he said to him? His comics, his shirt. What happened to Sayyidina Yusuf? To his father? Fartadda basira. He was able to see. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the blind man came to him, he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, I am blind, I cannot see, I have to come and pray behind you. What Prophet did? He taught him a dua. He used that dua, he was able to see. So Islam came for every sickness to give a cure. If you believe, you get the cure. If you don't believe, then it's up to you. You have to have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah can cure you if you are in following the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. So that king, the Caesar of Romans, was so surprised that he was unbelieving. It's so huge on him that how a when he put that jubba that or Quran Surah that Sayyidina Umar sent to him over his head disappeared. What is in that jubba? Is that is the jubba that made him to get his headache or there is something else in the jubba? So what he did? He took the Quran Surah and he opened it over. And what he found inside? He found a letter, a paper, not a paper at that time, kind of leather paper, and written on it, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. He knew that from Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Allah is curing him. فتعجب منه ففتش في القرون صوى فإذا فيها مكتوب عليه ورقة مكتوب مكتوبة عليه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He found a letter, paper, written on it, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. That بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم what was curing him. Not the قرون صوى the what he put on it, but what is written. Because what is written is in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained before, the meaning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we are not going to repeat it another time. It is said one of the big Muslim scholars, according to Ruhul Bayan of Tafsir Surah Al-Fatiha, he said, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ فَاتِحَةَ الْكِتَابِ فَصِلْ بَسْمَلَتَهَا فَصِلْ بَسْمَلَتَهَا مَعَهَا فِي نَفَسٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ قَطْعٍ. To get the benefit, the highest benefit that you can expect from Surah Al-Fatiha, when you read it, فَصِلْ بَسْمَلَتَهَا means connect its basmala with its verse. The first verse of the Surah Al-Fatiha is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Connect them, don't break it. Although some scholars, they say basmala is not from Fatiha, and some scholars, as you explained before, they say basmala is part of Fatiha, and these are different schools of thought. So whatever the school of thought is, you write and recite it by itself, or you recite it with the basmala. He's saying that in Ruh al-Bayan that when you recite the Fatiha, fasil basmalaha, connect is basmala, means when you recite like that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina An'amta alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. In one breath, he said, فَصِلْ بَسْمَلَتَهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ قَطْعٍ. Until then, in one breath. Because it is said that Prophet ﷺ said, حَالِفًا عَنْ جِبْرِيلٍ, giving an oath عَنْ جِبْرِيلٍ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and giving an oath from Mikael عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and giving an oath from Israfil عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, that, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that Allah said, Ya Israfil, bi'izzati wa jalali wa wujudi wa karami. He's saying to Israfil, Ya Israfil, with my izzah and my majesty and my generosity, man qara'a bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim muttasilatan bi-fatihati al-kitab marratan wahida fashhadu ala anni qad ghafartu lahu. If anyone recites Surah Al-Fatiha one time, from beginning to end, you have to be witness that I am forgiving him from his sin, not leaving one sin on him. So what do you want better than that? You have to recite every Al-Fatiha. فَشْهَدُوا عَلَى أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ وَقَبِلْتُ مِنْهُ الْحَسَنَاتِ. And I am accepting from him everything he is doing and giving him as reward. وَتَجَوَّزْتُ لَهُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And I am waving and I am throwing all his bad amal away. ولا أحرق لسانه بالنار. And I will not burn his tongue by fire. وأجيره من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. And I will save him from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire. وعذاب يوم القيامة and the punishment of the judgment day. والفزع الأكبر and the day that everyone will be panicking in the judgment day. وترقاني قبل الأنبياء والأولياء. And he will meet me before prophets or awliya. Means with them, but in order to show the encourage the people, it is mentioned like that. So that's who says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim muttasilatan bil-Fatiha, when it is in a continuation with Fatiha without breaking in one nafas, in one breath. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
In one breath train yourself to recite it, you will be rewarded and Allah will cure you from your sins, and Allah cure you from your sicknesses. Whatever sickness that doctors cannot cure, like the king of Romans, Caesar of Rome, he was cured from his headache by the letter that Sayyidina Umar has sent to him and written on it, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الفاتحة, it was called الفاتحة, فاتحة الكتاب. فاتحة is the opening. فاتحة الكتاب means the opening of the book. It is the doorway. It was open everything in front of you. So it was called by فاتحة الكتاب because it was the opening of the Holy Quran. And it is the opening of the prayers. When you begin your prayer, you begin with Fatiha. And because it begins with Alhamd, and Alhamd is the opening for every praising of for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is you always say Alhamdulillah. So, Fatiha to Kitab is the opening of the Holy Quran, is the opening of the Holy Prayer, and it was the first to be written on the preserved tablets. And it is فاتحة أبواب المقاصد في الدنيا, and it is the opening for all doors in dunya. وأبواب الجنان, and all doors of akhirah. And it is the opening of all the treasures and secrets of the Holy Quran. وَمِنْ جِلَائِهَا يَنْكَشِفُ جَمِيعُ الْقُرْآنِ لِأَهْلِ الْبَيَانِ. And with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil the secrets of Holy Quran to the Gnostics, to the people who knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet wants by keeping his Sharia and by keeping the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam.
ومن عرف معانيها يفتح بها أقفال المتشابهات.
All things in Holy Quran that resemble each other, there are many verses that resemble each other.
With the Fatiha, Allah will reveal to you the differences between these متشابهات in Holy Quran
when you are reciting the Fatiha.
And for that reason, we have to recite Fatiha as much as we can daily. After every dua, beginning of every prayer,
even before we begin the salah, we usually recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad,
and one Fatiha to open for us the prayer when we come into between the divine presence, and you say Allahu Akbar. Before saying Allahu Akbar,
we recite the Fatiha when we are sitting, and we say go up for praise
in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us from the secrets of al-mutashabihat. وَسُمِّيَتْ بُأُمِّ الْقُرْآنِ
وَسُمِّيَتْ بُأُمِّ الْقُرْآنِ,
and it was called the mother of Holy Quran. Means not the mother, but it is the essence of the Holy Quran. وَأُمُّ الشَّيْءِ أَصْلُهُ,
and the essence of the thing is its origin.
Means the origin and the essence of the Holy Quran is Al-Fatiha.
So when you recite the Fatiha, means you are going in depth into the meaning of Holy Quran.
And it will declare Al-Fatiha, it shows four different issues that they are very important. First, it shows Al-Iluhiyya Lillahi Ta'ala, the Lordship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Second, it will indicate the prophecy of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, it will show the qada,
what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qada wal qadar, what Allah planned and what you and the destiny.
Four issues are found in Fatiha, which is
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is the Uluhiyya, it indicates the Lordship.
Maliki Yawm al-Din is al-Qadr wal-Qadr,
owning the judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, indicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are, we are worshipping, also indicating for Uluhiyya.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim,
give us the right way, show us the right path. That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought to us, the Sharia of Islam. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Don't make us from the unbelievers, but make us from the believers following the Sunnah of Prophet.
So we see in the Fatiha, and this is the beginning of the explanation. We see that from the Fatiha that we have
indication of the Uluhiyya,
indication of the message of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indication of Al-Qadha and indication of Al-Qadr. Allah Allah. And it is called the Sab' al-Mathani, لأنها سبع آيات. Because it is from seven verses, سبع آيات. And it is said, every ayah of the Al-Fatiha, because it is seven, it represents 1/7 of the Holy Quran. If you recite the Fatiha, means you have recited the whole Quran.
Because it represents Sub'ul Quran,
1/7. لأن كل آية منها تقوم مقام سبع من القرآن. فمن قرأها أعطي ثواب قراءة الكل.
Whoever recited as if he recited the whole Quran.
Oh, it is said also, as soon as you open your mouth, من فتح فاهه فاه بقراءة آياتها السبع غلقت عنه أبواب النار. Who opened his mouth, only opened his mouth to recite the Fatiha, the seventh hell fire will be closed from that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not show him. وَسُمِّيَتْ بِالسَّبْعِ الْمَثَانِي, and it was called the seven twins, مَثَانِي repeated, two. فَلِأَنَّهَا تُثَنَّى فِي كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ أَوْ فِي كُلِّ رِكْعَةٍ بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَى الْأُخْرَى. Means it is recited In the prayers, two times. Every two rak'ahs, you recite it. First rak'ah one time, second rak'ah one time. And that's why it's called Asal al-Mathani, that it is repeated. Mathani is name. It's repeated. So seven times, seven verses will be read in the first rak'ah, seven verses will be read in the second rak'ah, so it is called Asal al-Mathani because it is repeated twice in every rak'ah. Or it is called as Sab' al-Mathani two times, twice, because it has been revealed twice to Prophet ﷺ. One time it was revealed in Mecca, one time it was revealed in Madinatul Munawwarah. It was revealed in Mecca for blessing the people of Mecca, it was revealed in Madinah for blessing the people of Madinah. We didn't yet explain Surah Al-Fatih. Only this is general, huh? Fada'il Surah Al-Fatih. So we didn't go first yet in explaining Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And it was called, it has different names, not only Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha. It carries the name Surah Al-Salah. وسورة الشفاء وسورة الشافية وأساس القرآن وسورة أساس القرآن وسورة الكافية وسورة الوافية وسورة الحمد وسورة السؤال وسورة الشكر وسورة الدعاء لاجتماعها عليها وسورة الكنز لما يروى أن الله تعالى قال فاتحة الكتاب كنز من كنوز عرش. It has all these names.
And how many names they were?
Huh? Surah Al-Salah, Surah Al-Shifa, Surah Al-Shafiyah, Surah Asas Al-Quran, Surah Al-Kafiyah, Surah Al-Wafiyah, Surah Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Su'al, Surah Al-Shukr, Surah Al-Dua, and Surah Al-Kanz.
10 names.
11 names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is related, revealed, related, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ كَنْزٌ مِنْ كُنُوزِ عَرْشِ. فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ كَنْزٌ مِنْ كُنُوزِ عَرْشِ. فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ, the opening of the book, Surah Al-Fatiha, is one of the treasures of, the treasures of my throne. Means it is related to the throne. And the throne is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the highest, the greatest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Is Al-Arsh. Ar-Rahmanu Al-Arsh Istawa. Ar-Rahmanu Al-Arsh Istawa. Scholars say that the highest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the greatest, is Al-Arsh. And to show that Al-Arsh, when Al-Arsh was so happy that Allah did not create anyone else except him, the highest, the greatest, Allah left him without being carried by angels even. The angels were carrying the Arsh, and Allah led the angels to leave the Arsh, and the Arsh is hanging. Allah showing the Arsh, you are dependent on me. You, I am, I own you. And Arsh was humbling himself at that time. The greatest is Al-Arsh. And Tasbih Al-Arsh, no one knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no one reached Al-Arsh. Even angels cannot reach Al-Arsh. Al-Rahman, Al-Arsh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us His secrets and give us from the benefit of Surah Al-Fatiha, Fatiha Al-Kitab. And inshallah next time
we will begin explaining Surah Al-Fatiha by beginning Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.